Hi, this is Jim Buzinski in Los Angeles. Welcome to the latest Out Sports podcast. Sid is not with me today in this same city. He's on some remote location, pretty much the other side of the world. Sid, where are you broadcasting from today?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a high of 59 and rain today in Reykjavik, Iceland. Never thought I would make it to Iceland, I got to tell you.
So what is it like to be in a place where the sun never sets this time of year?
It is pretty cool. It's last night we were walking around. We met a couple guys, and then we were just kind of walking around at like midnight. And I'm like, it's like 8 p.m. in L.A. Is that the light? Like you don't need headlights really, and it's really wild. But it's also not easy to fall asleep. So, but it's really cool. I mean, you're walking on at midnight. It's like you have energy because it's still light out, and your body thinks, "Oh, got to keep going."
So even with blackout curtains in your room, you couldn't.
We don't have blackout curtains. We did Airbnb, and we just rented a house, and they do not have blackout curtains. So, but it's not like the prices. The one shocking thing here is the prices: $19 for a Caesar salad and $15 for a milkshake. It's crazy.
So what have you been eating?
We had a burger today with four kinds of cheese and like strawberry jam on it, which was amazing. I never thought of that before, but it was great. It's a sweetness.
So you're just finishing up a trip.
Yeah, well, I was doing site inspections for the 2018 Gay Games sites, Paris and Limerick and London and... It was really – I'd never been to any of those cities, and it was really cool to like – not just to visit these new cities and these new cultures, but meet all these people. They're so passionate about the LGBT sports and the gay games and kind of get treated a little special because they feel like if they wine and dine you a little bit, maybe a score of a 3 will become a 4. So it was cool. You've been to Paris, right?
I've been to France, but never been to Paris.
Oh, okay.
And never been to Limerick. And never been to London. Been to Poland 6 times, but never made it.
London was great. I really liked London. Yeah, it was probably the surprise of the trip to me. I liked it more than I thought I would. But also, it was like the best weather of the year. So we did not see a drop of rain. It was 85 every day.
Well, it sounds like it's still better than the weather in the East Coast where it's been 100 degrees this week.
It's global warming.
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's better than – it's been hotter than the sports world. That's for damn sure.
A non-Olympic year, yeah, it's pretty quiet.
I leave for 2 weeks in July and nothing happened. You miss nothing.
Well, we have a few things to talk about. First is Jason Collins. The free agency has started, and the big news is, will Jason Collins get a job? And the New York Times had a really good takedown of the whole thing and basically said, you know, if he gets hired, it'll probably be sometime in, you know, near maybe as late as early September.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the last guy on the bench. And the big debate is, you know, if he's not signed, quote unquote, what will this mean?
Well, it'll mean he's a 12-year veteran who, I mean, can give you some good minutes, but he's just not. Your future doesn't depend on Jason Collins. He can help. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't signed before the first day, and you know, got signed in December or January when injuries start racking up. So you know, like in Atlanta or a Boston or somebody or a Brooklyn that. You know, they can plug him in. He's familiar with some of the guys, familiar with the system. So I remember, you know, when I wrote that Alan Gendro piece and people said, oh, you know, because he wasn't drafted by the NFL, this means that the NFL is homophobic. No, so Jason Collins not being signed by November 1st or whatever it is, I don't think means a heck of a lot other than a team didn't feel like they needed Jason Collins.
Well, except I agree with you because we know sports, but I think a lot of people will assume that he wasn't picked because he's gay. that you know the perception is going to be out there, regardless of what the facts are. People are going to, the same way when Brendan Iambadejo got cut and Chris Cluey got cut, people jumped at the conclusion that, oh, my God, they got cut because of the gay activism. But they don't understand sports. And I think the same thing's going to happen with Jason, that people will simply say, oh, no one wanted to take a chance. But that's not borne out by, you know, people like Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks, who said he'd be honored to have the first gay player. So if Mark Cuban didn't sign him, it's because it's a basketball decision, not because Mark Cuban is anti-gay.
Well, a lot of gay people like to be victims. In fact, they want to be victims more than they want to see their rights come to fruition and the cultural battles that we're waging succeed. They want to be victims. So they want to, at every opportunity, play the victim card. So, yeah, of course, a lot of people are going to, if he doesn't get signed, are going to say, woe is us, you know, everyone hates us because he's gay. But
I also think a lot of the mainstream media will say that. The perception is going to be out there. And that's what I'm saying. It'll frustrate me because there could be a legitimate basketball reason. The 30 teams have to make their own decisions. And so all 30 may make the decision, he doesn't fit on our team right now, and so he doesn't have a team. I think he's going to be picked up just because it just seemed, and maybe this is totally speculating, it just would seem right, it would seem not right for him not to be picked up. You know, like, it was like, oh, this is kind of anticlimactic after the whole big announcement.
Right.
And so my sense is, well, it's like a movie. You don't want the movie to end kind of on a dud. You want it to have some other, second act. And so that's why I'm expecting it to be signed, simply because it seems like it would make sense given the thing. But
he's going to get signed. I mean, I believe he's going to get signed. I'll be surprised if he doesn't, because I believe that – well, now, David Stern, when is he stepping down?
I think he may have already stepped down.
Yeah. I mean, I could have seen David Stern. That's interesting. I forgot that he was leaving. Because if he was still the commissioner for another year, I mean, he would have gone knocking on doors saying, somebody's taking this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing in November. So who's going to take him? That's interesting now. I don't know.
And you still may say that. I still think the Clippers might be the team because they have Doc Rivers. He lives in L.A. And, again, he can provide you some, you know, somebody, a guy from the New York Times wrote, like 5 minutes a game for some teams might be really valuable. You know, go knock around the other center for 5 minutes, and you know that's what he's going to be doing. And he's a great everybody says he's a great teammate. So, but we're just trying to tell our listeners that him not being signed right now doesn't mean anything. It's not, you know.
But you had the Anschutz Entertainment Group go out and trade their leading scorer for a gay player. The idea that Collins wouldn't get signed because he's gay is just so archaic.
Yeah. On to another topic that happened with the All-Star Game is baseball announced, I guess it was a strengthening of their sexual orientation policy, very similar to what the NFL did in this spring, where, you know, there's going to be notices posted at every clubhouse, the scouts are going to hear about it at the front offices, and it's just another sign that this is becoming very mainstreamed and that these sports leagues are totally on board.
It's what we've been saying for years. Sports just isn't this, particularly pro sports, is in this horrible homophobic place. People don't want to be. So, yeah, baseball has been active in this area for a long time. You know, Escobar. You know, the Toronto Blue Jays suspended him last autumn or last summer for having, you know, Maricon written on his black. But if he hadn't, baseball would have stepped in and done it for them, and so I just, you know, I just don't see this as new news. Maybe there's some new policy or something, or maybe it's written down, or they're going to post it in the clubhouses they hadn't before. So be it. But this, you know, this.
Well,
this
it's sort of an
general,
but it's an enhanced, but it's still an enhanced thing. And the good thing was they announced it the day of the All-Star Game, which to me was significant because they wanted people to pay attention to it. You know, so often in the past, gay things were kind of swept under the rug. This was like, hey, we're going to talk about it at our biggest event. It's not going to be announced, you know, some Friday in November when no one's paying attention. So that to me was at least another sign of just kind of how – it's kind of cool to see these things. I still say, hey, this is great. And, you know, I expect basketball and hockey to sort of probably have the same kind of strengthening, you know, even though they all have sexual orientation policies. But
Well, hockey already has. I mean, they – with their partnership with You Can Play. Yep. There are various things they're doing. So hockey's already done it. Basketball is kind of the only one. And basketball is kind of the only one.
By
though the NBA, I mean they have done good. I mean they've been out front. You know, they've been fighting for language and stuff. So they've been doing their stuff too. But let me just say one thing about this. This attorney general in New York annoys the hell out of me, because this stuff is already happening. The NFL was already in talks about doing this kind of policy before he stepped in and slapped his name on it. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of gross to me that this politician is trying to use our movement for political gain.
I don't know about that. I think he's had some influence, and I think this is what attorney generals are supposed to do. They're supposed to drive the debate. They don't have a lot of policy-making thing, and they can make spectacles of themselves. So as long as he's doing the right thing, I don't have the same kind of problem with it. And that's sort of what attorney generals do. But let's go on to something a little more interesting to our readers. And in a slow news month, it was a story this month that's gotten the most traffic. What a surprise. An Australian rugby player somehow took some selfies, nude selfies, that somehow wound up on Twitter and somehow, of course, now winding up on every website known to sort of gay men. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures or seen the guy, George Burgess.
You know, I saw that you had written about it. I'm going to have to go and click over. Let me go as we speak.
Right.
Click over.
Well, I have a link to the not safe for work pictures, but
well, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see. Let's see. All right, you can see two photos. Not safe for work. I repeat, not safe for work. Right, I'm not at work. okay. Well, there's not much to that. Well, hello. Well, he's uncut. That's nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's 6'5". He has a twin brother, and two other brothers play rugby. So
he's 6'5"?
Yeah. But what I love about these stories is how who knows? He takes them. Apparently, when I read, I couldn't confirm that he left his phone somewhere. Someone saw someone gets the pictures, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, people are like, wow.
Does this mean anything anymore? I mean, a guy took naked pictures of himself. He looks good. He sent them around. Like, you know, he has a penis. Like,
well, I think it doesn't. I think in a good way, it doesn't mean anything. Meaning, this team is not sanctioning for this. It's kind of like we get a lot of pushback on Outsports. Oh, you people are just pushing sexuality on our Facebook page. People are loving this. Oh, this is great for the summer. Thanks for posting this. It's like people are seeing it in the light it should be. He's a young, well-conditioned, beautifully built athlete who's, you know, the kind of like a statue you would see, like, you know, back in the old days. So that's what I think is kind of cool about it, is he's not getting any shit over it. It's kind of like, oh, okay, well.
He's getting laid with these pictures, I'll tell you
that. Yeah, and I think every gay man would like it. What I love is so many of the mainstream stories, you know, went viral on gay websites. I'm telling you, our readers.
Of course they do.
Our readers are the same way. People scoop this stuff up so fast. It's funny that how often over the years our readers have. It's like, where do you find these pictures? You know, these candid pictures of these guys? Like, where are they looking to find this stuff? It's just very funny to me how it just.
One of the interesting things that we went to in Iceland was they have a phallus museum here where they've 180 penises from different animals and whatnot. It's kind of – it's just – I don't know. It was interesting. One of the exhibits is they put together this homage to the silver medal handball team from Iceland in the 2008 Olympics, and apparently one of the players wants them to remove it, but they refuse to. And I don't know, it's just interesting. Like, we get so weird about penises, and it's just part of the human, but it's part of everybody.
Yeah. More athletes should be doing this, leaving their phones around, and entertaining the rest of the world on a quiet July week.
Absolutely.
George Burgess is doing good for humanity.
And you know what? People actually have an idea who George Burgess
is
now.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not a rugby fan before, you were now.
Those One Night in Paris videos made Paris Hilton the household name.
So any last words from Iceland?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to take some measurements and go back to that phallus
museum. Yeah, exactly. Take the measures. Yeah, Bird just measures up to the. Well, that's.
But yeah, but this is like a. This is just a. The site that has it. This is just a mainstream. Oh no, it's not a mainstream.
No, it's not a mainstream
site. All right, forget it.
It's one of our friends in Australia, Mark, who sends us a lot of stuff.
Have the regular sports sites picked up on it?
Oh, yeah. In Australia, they have. But they've all run pictures with the sort of the naughty bits sort of, you know, blacked out. But they've run the pictures. And the story, I guess he's gotten some trouble for being drunk and, you know, having some vandalism. That's sort of the story people are more interested in. And the fact that he's doing the nude pictures, like, okay, that's nice.
What is this picture of him making out with some guy?
I missed that one.
Oh, no, that's his brother.
He's making out with his brother, or his brother's making out with a guy?
Brother's kissing some guy on the lips, yeah. And, like, full embrace.
Well, you just drove more traffic to the story, so. That's all the nudity we have time for. We will talk to you next week.